Well, I want to welcome you all to another Daily Decad, your Rosary on the Road. We'll wrap up our Advent series today, and that'll also wrap up this particular series of the Daily Decad. This will be the end of, it went Series 4, and then the Advent series will start Series 5 in January, probably first or second week of January. Got a prayer today that was not actually a request that was written in, but one that I'm very concerned about, a friend of mine, and a good and decent man. He's run into some trouble, had some difficulty with family, as one unfortunately seems to have around this time of year, particularly when they have various ideological infections that seem so widespread in our culture and our situation. Anyway, he is thinking about making a decision that could be fairly life-changing and may put him in, and his wife in a little bit of danger. It's moving back to her home country, which I'm not going to say what it is, but whatever the case may be, it's not a really great place to be right now. And I want to say some special prayers for him, that the light and the grace of Christmas will help to enlighten his eyes and his heart to see his way clear to a decision that is prudent, that is good for his family, and that is pleasing in the eyes of God, all of which are really the same thing. So I want to pray for him. Now, everything's going on pause for a little while. Don't be reluctant to send things in, though. If you have a prayer request of any kind, just go ahead and send it in. I'll be praying for you at any rate. And when we start back up again, anything that doesn't have a an expiration date on it, I'll start praying for you when we get the when we get everything up and going again. For now, though, let's go ahead and get our rosaries out, and we're going to pray for my buddy John. Let's see here. Got to get the rosary untangled. And today is a Thursday, so pray in English. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To Thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To Thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping from this vale of tears. Turn then, O gracious Advocate, Thine eyes of mercy unto us, and after this our exile, shew unto us the blessed fruit of Thy womb, Jesus. O Clement, O Loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech Thee, O Lord, Thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, Thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by His passion and cross be brought to the glory of His resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Saint Joseph, chosen protector of the child Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we humbly approach Thee and beg Thy intercession on behalf of the servant of God, John, his wife, his entire family. For you were obliged to protect your family by action, to flee from the hands of those that would kill the child. And so too now does this servant of God feel driven to act for the betterment of his family and their protection. Intercede, therefore, before him whom thou was privileged to raise and protect, Christ God, our Savior, that he might enliven the heart of his servant, enlighten his eyes, guide his footsteps, that all of his actions and all of his thoughts and all of his words might be guided chiefly by the prudence of God for the spiritual and physical maintenance of his family, and in all things be pleasing to the same Christ our Lord, who livest and reignest with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, and in whose name we pray. Amen. For all of us and all of our difficult decisions, our actions, our inactions, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, this is the last mystery of the Holy Rosary, the crowning of the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven. What does it mean to be crowned? I think that's a good starting point for any reflection on this mystery. What does a crown signify? Well, there's a few things that it could signify. St. Paul talks about running to win a perishable crown, and those crowns are crowns of laurel wreaths placed upon the brows of great athletes and competitors. You have crowns that are given, tiaras that are presented to those who belong to royal bloodlines, kingly diadems, imperial diadems that bestow authority and denote authority. Our blessed Lord, crowned in heaven, wears the imperial diadem because he is the king of all the king of all creation. He's Christ the King. And his crown is in his glory. Well, what does it mean to be crowned then? Well, we could talk about sort of the basic and banal reasons why one would be crowned, which is that it's a clear outward sign, an outward symbol of an inward status. And that inward status is of being set apart. And that is ultimately what a crown does, is it sets one apart. It denotes one being set apart. Now, our Blessed Mother was set apart from the very moment of her conception, because God knew, even then and before then, that she was to be the human being from whom he would be born. When he descended to the earth and became incarnate on our behalf so that he would suffer and die for us, she was already set apart. She belonged to a royal bloodline, the house of David, a house established by a man who God said was a man after his own heart, unlike any of the prophets, and yet a man who sinned. And she gave birth to the King of Kings. And is there any woman whose son is a king who is not herself a queen? And so what is the coronation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven? It is a fulfillment. The crown is a ring, it's a circle. It is perfect. The circle drawn perfectly is the most perfect shape. It is an enclosed circuit. It is a symbol of perfection, of completion. And so the crown likewise crowns the head. It is a completion. And it is the completion of what she was placed on earth to do and to be. That when she is assumed into heaven, body and soul, and she is assumed into heaven, body and soul. And so she has reached that goal which we long for and hope for at the end of all time, as is foretold in the Apocalypse, when the bodies of the dead shall rise from the earth and stand before the throne and be judged, and body and soul bound and cast into the outer darkness, or welcomed into the wedding feast of the bridegroom. Our Blessed Mother has already had that reward, and she now sits at the high table at the right hand of her Son, who sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And so the crown is completion. The crown is a mark of her being set apart, and it is a symbol laid upon her, an outward sign that is set upon her, that she is and was and is to be set apart, and yet completely human, like us, not like Christ, who's fully God and fully human, but she is all human. The first saint, Queen of Saints, an example to us, who might also win ourselves crowns, crowns of martyrdom, crowns of sanctity through long years of struggle, like the crowns that with the imperishable crown of glory that St. Paul tells us to pursue. And we too may be crowned, though not in as great a glory as she. But she is an outward sign to us of what it is that we are seeking for ourselves. We follow after Christ. We try to put our feet in his great footsteps, following his teaching. But Christ is chiefly not a teacher, but a savior. Christ came not merely to show us the way, but to be the way, to be crucified, and to rise again. And so we must have other human examples that we may imitate more perfectly, because they are there's a greater similitude between us. We follow the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We follow the words, teaching, and example of our Blessed Lord. But ultimately, we worship our Blessed Lord, and we worship Christ. And that is what he came among us to be, an object of worship and a savior, a sacrifice. Our Blessed Mother participated in that sacrifice, but only she could show us how to participate in the sacrifice. Christ can show us his sacrifice. He can show us his wounds. He can reveal to us everything that he intends to do, everything that he was supposed to do. And he does tell the apostles that. He can establish a church. But our Blessed Mother is the first member. And she can show us by our example how to imitate, how to share in the sufferings of Christ, how to cooperate. The one with whom you are cooperating cannot show you how to cooperate. You must simply cooperate. The one who is with whom you are cooperating is not a model of cooperation, but rather a model of he is the model of the activity that he is doing, not the imitation that you are doing. And so when you are trained in cooperation, you are trained by one who is also imitating, also cooperating, also sharing. And that is what the saints are to us. They are those who are not setting the, who are not being the sacrifice. They're not being the lamb. They're not being the form. Because there can only be one form. But they are elder manifestations of the form, so if we're to use Plato. And so we look to the manifestations to figure out how they came from where we are as human beings to imitate Christ most perfectly. And since our Blessed Mother imitates most perfectly of all the perfect saints, inevitably she is the greatest example. And she is crowned to denote symbolically the example that she represents, that she is. Henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And so her crown is not a crown of authority. She doesn't rule in heaven. But it is a crown of dignity, which places her as near to authority as one can get without having authority itself. No one bends the ear of Christ in heaven like his Blessed Mother. No one is loved by Christ like his mother. And so her intercession is stronger. Her intercession is so strong in heaven, the Church teaches us, that it's almost as though we have a second Christ. Now, I know that sounds a little bit beyond the pale. And it is simile. It is like. She is not a second Christ. She is not a redeemer. She's not the sacrifice. But she shows how fully we as human beings can participate in the sacrifice and be sanctified. She demonstrates to us how completely it is possible for us, if we were holier, to be what she is, which is the most perfect human creation. And the most perfect adherent to the laws of God and her Son. The potential is there, and that is why the crowning of the Blessed Virgin Mary gives us so much hope. It is filled with hope and faith. Faith in a God that does not permit even the shadow of despair. For though we may be damned by our deeds, we know that we can be saved. We know what potential is there. We don't ever have to despair when we look at the Blessed Mother, because we know that if she could be so perfect that we can at least get some small share of that, And so the coronation of the Virgin is this great mystery of hope to us, just as her Assumption is. It sets her up as a beacon. And so my prayer is that all of us, no matter what our spiritual state, no matter how close or far from God we might be, all of us look to that beacon and are guided rightly by it, by her, so that we, through hearkening to this beacon, might never despair, never lose hope, no matter what challenges face us. And that this season of hope, that is Christmas, made possible by her and her obedience and her example, might fill our entire year and the rest of our lives with the same hope in our salvation through her Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.